Hey guys, welcome to our demo. Today we are here to talk about the Persistent Volume Migrator, which is a tool to migrate all your traditional plugins to CSI. So let's get started. Before that, a little bit about us. I'm Yug Gupta. I'm a software engineer here at Red Hat.
Hi guys, I'm Shubham Rai. I'm also software engineer at Red Hat.
Okay, so let's get to the point. What is Persistent Volume Migrator? So it's a simple tool to migrate all the ancient Kubernetes plugins like Intri and Flex Volume to CEP CSI and convert all of their volumes to be usable by CEP CSI plugin. But the question arises, why do we need to do that? Why not just stick with what is working? So just take a step back before it. Let's go with the volume plugin timeline. So initially, we had Intri volume plugins. Intri specifies that the volume plugin code base was implemented inside the Kubernetes code base. Later on, came the concept of outer tree plugins, in which, as you guessed, the volume plugins were implemented outside the Kubernetes code base. One of the initial ones was Flex Volume Driver. Later on, another out of tree driver came that we know as the CSI driver or CSI driver in general. Now, let's start with the first one, migrating your Flex Volume to CEP CSI. But before we do anything, we should know why we are doing it. Why migrate Flex Volume to CSI? Firstly, although Flex Volume is still maintained, but what are the new functionalities are there? They are implemented only in CSI and not in Flex Volume. Reason being, it is deprecated. Also, it requires root access from the host machine to install various drivers and binaries. Along with that, it assumes that all the volume mount dependencies are already installed on the host machine and doesn't care about installing them for you. So let's begin with the demo. So here, as you can see in the terminals, we have deployed a RookCEP cluster with the help of Rook operator, and we have RookCEP agent for creating the Flex Volume PVCs. And for consuming that PVC, we have a sample application that is created for us. Now, since we have mounted the PVC on our application, what we'll do is we'll write some data in our application on the PVC with the help of our application, and we'll go to the mount path, and just we can see the contents there. We'll add our extra file and write on the mount path and write any test file, which we name here test file, and write some data in it. Now, since that is done, let's just verify everything that whatever data we have written is persistent. Yes, it is. Now we come back. One thing to keep in mind is this requires an application downtime. Reason being, the PVC migration process involves deleting and recreating PVCs with new CEP CSI volume plugin. So the PVCs can be deleted only if they are not being mounted by any application pod, right? So as we can see here, I'll just pause here for a second and demonstrate what we did here. So in the persistent volume migrator repo, we have a migrator YAML, which basically creates a new RookCEP migrator pod here, which we can see is up and running now in 4 seconds. And this pod will basically help us to migrate our volumes to CEP CSI. In the bottom part, you can see we have already a PVC bound. Let's migrate that one to the new CSI. Okay, so what we do is we exec into the migrator pod, and we just run a single command, that is PV migrator. We pass the single PVC here, which is RBD PVC in our case. We pass the namespace in which the PVC is present, let's say default in our case, and a destination storage class. The storage class in our case, which is CSI, right? So the storage class name of CSI to which we want to migrate this PVC. Just that's it, and hit enter. It will begin the migration procedure, and you can see it is bound in the terminal and successfully migrated all the PVCs to CSI. Now we have a PVC bound, and let's verify if our data was migrated too. So we scale the deployment backup, and we can verify that by mounting the PVC on that application again. As you might have already guessed, the PVC name remained the same, so application never knew what happened in the backend. It was before also consuming the same PVC with the same name, and still it's doing the same. So it has no disturbance on the application procedure and doesn't need to update the application. Now we are just waiting for the application to be created, On the meanwhile, I'll add that the migration procedure can also be done for all the PVCs in a storage class at once, or another way is the way we did earlier by single PVC. Now we created an app, scaled the application backup. We went to the migration with mount path and we verified that our file is present and the contents also present. That's it for the demo. Now, ask my friend Shubham to continue with the interim migration to CFCSR.
Yeah, thanks, Yug. So now I will take you guys to the migration steps or how we can do migration of entry to CFCSR. Next slide. So obvious question that comes in my is why we need to migrate from entry to CSI. So as you mentioned initially that the entry is tightly coupled with Kubernetes and it depends the release cycle and everything on Kubernetes. And also it makes Kubernetes developer and community members to maintain and resolve the busy and triage them. That's a big headache, I believe. And also the main reason is that we have a security issues with entry. It has the same permission as we have in the Kubernetes component, and also it is deprecated. So next slide. We have the demo now. How we can migrate. Can we stop the video for a second? Yeah, I will quickly go through. Can stop the video. Yeah, thanks. So on the left side of the screen, you can see a PVC name entry, which is a entry PVC, and the storage class is dynamic. And just below that, I have described the PVC entry. You can see the name of the storage class and the annotations and everything. And below that, I have described the storage class dynamic. And yeah, you can see that on your screen. And below that, I have the CSI storage class name rook-ceph block cube. And you can see the description on your screen. So, and on the right top, I have a migrator pod running, which you guys can have in the repo that we have, the persistent migrator tool that we have. You can get that migrator pod running there. And yeah, so what I will do is I will go inside this migrator pod. So yeah, I'm just highlighting the things that we have to look at. Yep, and then the migrator pod is running. So I will just do kubectl exec in the pod. So kubectl exec IT and then the pod name and then the cell. Yes, and I will just quickly change the directory where the command is, you know, present. So that. And I will just, you know, have the same command that you used in his migration. So it is basically the same PVC name and the name space of the PVC and the destination storage class. I will hit enter and it will do something. And in the end, you can see it has successfully migrated the PVCs to CSI. To confirm, let's just, you know, describe the PVC and check the storage class and also see the annotations. Initially, the annotation on the entry PVC was Kubernetes RBT. And now you can just check that what is the annotations and what is the storage class. So you see the storage class difference. Earlier it was dynamic and now it is rook-ceph block if, which is the CSI storage class. And now I will describe the PVC to see the annotations. And you can see right in the annotation that it has changed to rook-ceph RBT CSI. So that we can verify that it is, you know, migration is successfully completed. So yeah, next slide, Yug. Yeah, so we have, you know, attached all the references that we have, you know, used. So yeah, you can go through in the end once you have the PPT. And yeah, thank you for the attending the presentation. Yeah, thanks.